We are a week into the 2015 hurricane season, and it's been pretty quiet, especially since 2004. That's when hurricanes Charley, Frances, Ivan, and Jean pounded the state. And that it's been so quiet in the past few years probably worries two of my guests. They are Seminole County's emergency manager, Alan Harris, and Volusia County's director of emergency management, Jim Judge. So, Alan Harris, complacency, is that somewhere near the top of your worry list?
It certainly is. It's been a while since we've experienced a tropical event here in the Central Florida area. And one of the statistics that just came out was that the younger population, young families, 50% of those don't even have preparedness on their radar. So that is a big concern for us.
So, Jim Judge, what do you want residents to do sooner rather than later to prepare for hurricane season?
Well, to take the preparedness actions that they need to take to be safe in their homes, or if they need to evacuate. So having a family plan is absolutely critical. And now, while the sun is shining, while there's nothing off the horizon, now is the time to take the opportunity to make those individual family plans.
And so what's in those plans? An evacuation route, a disaster kit? What are we talking about?
Boy, all of those things. You know, I mean, having a plan encompasses everything. It's if you live, say, on a barrier island where you may have to evacuate, or you're in a manufactured home or a low-lying area, now's the time to plan where you're going to go. And you don't have to drive 100 miles away. You just need to get to a safer location, higher ground. Hotels and so forth work very well, but inland. And, you know, we can help with any questions that anyone may have about where the safest place to go is. And, of course, we always have our hurricane shelters as well.
Jim, what are the things you hear people say they wish they would have done to prepare, but they didn't?
Well, oftentimes it's that they stayed when they were told to evacuate. And we don't have to look far back to Hurricane and Superstorm Sandy, where we had about one-third of the deaths resulted in drownings. So people who are told to evacuate, people who are, you know, provided with the best information for their safety, and then oftentimes they don't heed that, and therefore they end up in harm's way. And that's when, after the storm, those that did survive always are on the news saying they would never, ever do it again.
And Alan, what about those who can't afford to stock up, have a disaster kit? What can they do?
What I suggest to people is that no one goes out and buys everything for their disaster kit today. Instead, each time you go to the grocery store, each time you go to the hardware store, buy a couple extra items. Put those couple extra items in a plastic container, and that soon will become a nice disaster kit. I have probably one of the best disaster kits on my street, and I won't even be home. But my family is taken care of, and that's important.
So if I may ask, what's in your disaster kit?
Excellent question. Non-perishable foods, flashlight, radio, so we can listen to this radio station, extra batteries, some clothing is in there, tools are very important, and games and books, things like that to keep everybody happy and their minds occupied.
This is Intersection. I'm Catherine Welch, and we're talking with Seminole County Emergency Manager Alan Harris and Volusia County's Director of Emergency Management, Jim Judge, about hurricane preparedness. Jim, with a lot of older residents, not just where you are in Volusia County, but really across the state, there's a need to make sure residents who are homebound or needing help to evacuate their homes, there's a need to get them that help. But how do you know who they are?
Well, that's a great question. We do work with our home health care agencies, and we put the word out throughout not only the county of Volusia, but also working across the state of Florida, urging those citizens who have activities where they need assistance with daily living that they register for our special needs program. And we now have a statewide registry that's available, but also you can go to Seminole County's website, Volusia County's website, and register there. Registering is so very important, and I would tell you that right now in Volusia County, we only have a small percentage of people that we know will need the services during a hurricane. But, you know, we just continue to urge residents to register with us so we know who they are, we can prepare for their needs, and see them safely through a storm.
And Alan Harris, what's Seminole County doing to reach out and find those people who will need help to simply evacuate their homes?
Very similar to Volusia County. We reach out to the home health care agencies, physicians, and we do senior events where we try to get people signed up for the special needs program. So those people that are on oxygen, require electricity, run medical devices, things like that, we want them to go to a safe place. a shelter is a lifeboat. It's not a cruise ship. So people need to come with their supplies. They need to come with their medications if they're going to choose that. If you can go to a friend or a family member's house, that's always optimal.
Because I was going to say, Jim Judge, there are people with special medical needs. Do you have to make sure that there are shelters in Volusia County with generators in case someone has a medical device that needs constant electricity?
Yes, we do. And we have six special needs shelters that are also pet-friendly shelters, all of which are have strong generator power. So, you know, we look after all the potential needs. Certainly oxygen, as Alan mentioned, is an important factor so that we can plug in those oxygen concentrators and keep them running through the storm.
And Alan, in Seminole County, do you have these special shelters as well to help people with medical devices?
Absolutely, yes. And that's why it's so important for people to register for special needs prior to, because that allows the local offices of emergency management to prepare and plan for those individuals. So we can have additional oxygen. We can have additional electrical outlets if we need to, and those resources that they may need.
And as you talk to your peers who are leading the emergency management offices in other counties, do they as well prepare for people who do have medical needs that need power at the shelters? Are they preparing as well?
I would be very safe in saying that all 67 of the emergency managers in the state of Florida, this is one of our top concerns. Our most vulnerable population is definitely why we are in business. It's to help protect them and help prepare for those people, certainly protecting the rest of the community as well. But during a hurricane, those people are going to need us more than anyone.
Alan, what about businesses and faith-based organizations? What do they need to do to prepare?
They also need to have disaster plans as well. And we encourage them also to volunteer and get involved, get trained in something. If you are a member of a faith-based organization, it's important to have a disaster plan for your organization, where you're going to meet afterwards, if there is an emergency during the – so even outside of hurricane season, if there's a tornado alert on Sunday morning, if that's when you worship, what does your church do? What is your plan of action for that? So have a disaster plan. And then if you want to get a disaster response team, we look to our faith-based organizations, nonprofit, and our private industry to help us. After a disaster, many of those have disaster response teams that can come out and help.
And businesses, too, need to have a plan when they decide to board up, shut down, and prepare themselves for the storm.
Absolutely. In fact, we've established a section inside of the Emergency Operations Center, and I know many of the counties in the surrounding area have, that is primarily just to contact and communicate with the business community, because we need to make sure that they are closing their business prior to our curfews if we have to enact them, that they aren't asking employees to travel when it's unsafe to do so. So we need to work in concert with each other, especially around the hurricanes.
And for you, Jim Judge, in Volusia County, you have businesses who are on the beach side that would need to close down before it becomes unsafe to cross the bridges over the Intracoastal.
That's correct. And we do work very closely with our Daytona Beach Chamber of Commerce. We work very closely with our hotel and motel industry to be able to provide them with a great deal of information on things that they can do ahead of time to prepare their businesses. Also, there's a wonderful program out there that the Red Cross created, and it's called the Ready Rating Program. And it's a very simple way for businesses, schools, or even church groups to be able to go on. They can register. They can take this 123-point test, so to speak, that will really help them determine their level of preparedness. It's free, and it's a wonderful program for, again, not only businesses, churches, but also schools. And right now there's over 15,000 that have registered with Ready Rating. So that's something the Red Cross has created, something we use here locally to encourage businesses to check their levelness of preparedness by signing up for the Ready Rating Program.
This is Intersection. I'm Catherine Welch, and we're talking with Seminole County Emergency Manager Alan Harris and Volusia County's Director of Emergency Management, Jim Judge, about hurricane preparedness. Alan, sometimes for central Florida, it's not about evacuations, but about absorbing people from the coasts who are fleeing the storm. Do you coordinate with area hotels? Does the county open shelters? How does your department make sure there's enough space for the people coming into Orlando and Seminole County? and the surrounding area?
Sure. We are a host community for our inland counties, so we work very closely. Seminole works very closely with Volusia, Brevard County, as well as on the other side if the hurricane comes from the other coast as well. Our hotel motel industry is part of our emergency operations center as well, so we have travel and tourism inside of the emergency operations center, as most of the counties in the surrounding area, pretty much throughout the state of Florida, since we're such a high tourism state, we work very closely with those individuals to make sure that they have the proper information so they can pass it on to their guests. And then, of course, we have shelters, and we open those shelters as needed. We may open up different types of shelters based on the need. So a tropical storm, we're not going to open every single one of our shelters. So it's important to know which shelter is open, and we'll be broadcasting that information as a hurricane approaches.
Well, we have so many new ways to communicate since 2004's hurricane season pounded the state. We have smartphones and Facebook and Twitter. How will Seminole County use technology to reach people before, during, and after a storm?
It is critical that we provide multimodal forms of communication, radio, television, social media, Facebook, Twitter. We're on all of the sites. And if a storm is coming, even if you've never liked a government site before, even if you've never friended a government page or anything like that, that's the time to do so. During Superstorm Sandy up in New England, they were pumping a lot of great information out, and a lot of people were able to receive that through their favorite social media site. We'll, of course, have our website up, broadcasting information as well. We use the public broadcasting system as a network throughout the entire state. So that is part of our agreement as well.
And Seminole County is already texting. I know I get texts if there's a thunderstorm or any kind of something kind of coming our way. So you're already getting people signed up and trained to expect these texts from Seminole County.
Yes, we use text notification systems as well as a reverse 911 or a voice system as well.
And Jim, what about in Volusia County?
We have the very same things. Certainly, we monitor the tweets that are taking place out there. We do tweet out information as well as keep our Facebook page updated where citizens can get information. And, you know, ahead of a storm, if we were to be impacted, we would certainly wrap up our Citizen Information Center where we can provide phone calls that they can actually talk to a person to get real specific information for Volusia County. But, you know, as Alan mentioned, and you mentioned, social media is huge, and we have to pay attention to it. We have to be monitoring the tweets, what's going on, and as well as providing information out there, because that's where so many people get their information these days.
So it's been a while, even for emergency management officials, since the last storm. Jim, what are you and your peers doing to be prepared should a hurricane hit?
Well, we're constantly training. Just this past week, we had our two-day hurricane exercise. We had over 250 individuals from throughout Volusia County came in to practice. We provided them with a lot of injects or potential problems that they would experience in a real-world scenario. In addition to that, working within our region, Alan Harris and I are both in what we call Region 5, which is Volusia all the way down to Martin. That includes Osceola, Orange, Seminole, and Lake counties. And about 2 weeks ago, we all met to talk about how we were going to handle situations like evacuation and when one county would pull the trigger to evacuate, how is that going to impact everyone else, how do we communicate. And then next week we'll be meeting again down in St. Lucie County, all the Region 5 counties again coming together to discuss the recovery aspects of it. So, you know, while we might have a storm that comes into South Florida that puts a lot of people on the roadways coming our way, and then we end up as a host county as well as, you know, having to care for our own citizens, and how are we going to handle that as a region? So we're constantly training, updating. We've had a lot of people who have retired, moving into new positions. So all of us, not only in the region but across the state, really are doing many of the same preparedness activities with our communities, with our businesses, but then with our own county government.
Sounds like there's a lot of preparation happening amongst the region's emergency management directors. You feel ready?
I think that we're in a process of getting ready. I don't know that we're ever ready for a hurricane, but it does require a partnership and a whole community approach. This includes nonprofits and faith-based organizations, families developing plans of what they're going to do, businesses developing plans and learning how to better volunteer with the county so we can respond in a coordinated effort.
All right. And since we are talking about planning before the hurricane actually hits, Alan, I'm going to end first asking you, what is one thing a listener should do this week to prepare for a possible hurricane?
One thing, pull your insurance information together, take photos of the inside of your home, put that on a flash drive. All of your insurance adjusters will have computers and laptops with you. So in the event that something does happen to your home, at least you have those vital records there on your flash drive.
Jim, what's the one thing a listener should do to prepare for hurricane season this week?
Well, I would go to ready.gov, redcross.org, or even volusia.org/emergency, and any one of those websites. And Alan has his website. There's a list of information in there on things that you can do before the hurricane season, during the storm, and what you can do also after the storm to be prepared. So I would say go to those websites, any one of the three or all three, review the information, because all of that information is going to be very helpful to help you survive should we have a potential tropical storm or even a hurricane.
All right. Volusia County's Director of Emergency Management, Jim Judge, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And Seminole County Emergency Manager, Alan Harris, thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.